नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 एंड श्लोक नंबर 15।
यस्यात्मा हिंसयते हिंस्रे येना किंचित् यदच्छया अर्थयते वा क्वचित् तत्र न व्यक्ति क्रियते बुधा। यस्यात्मा हिंस्यते हिंस्रे येना किंचित् यदच्छया अर्चयते वा क्वचित् तत्र न व्यक्ति क्रियते बुधा। यस्यात्मा हिंस्यते हिंस्रे येना किंचित् यदच्छया अर्चयते वा क्वचित् तत्र न व्यक्ति क्रियते बुधा। यस्यात्मा हिंसयते हिंसे येना किंचित् यदच्छया अर्चयते वा क्वचित् तत्र न व्यक्ति क्रियते बुधा। अर्चते वा कचित् तत्र
ट्रांसलेशन बाय द सर्वेंट ऑफ द डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Sometime for no apparent reason, one's body is attacked by cruel people or violent animals. At other times and in other places, one will suddenly be offered great respect or worship. One who becomes neither angry when attacked or satisfied when worshipped is actually intelligent. Purport. If one does not become angry when attacked for no apparent reason, and if one does not become enlivened when glorified or worshipped, then one has passed the test of self-realization and is considered fixed in spiritual intelligence. Uddhav asks Lord Krishna, Kairava Jnanita Lakshane, by what symptom can a self-realized person be recognized? Just as Lord Krishna enlightened Arjun, he now explained the same subject matter to Uddhav. In this verse, the Lord described symptoms by which it is very easy to recognize a saintly person. For a normal person becomes furious when criticized or attacked and overwhelmed with joy when glorified by the others. There is a similar statement by Yajnavalkya to the effect that one who is actually intelligent does not become angry though pricked with thorn and does not become satisfied at heart merely by being worshipped with auspicious paraphernalia such as sandalwood. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyamadi Paschata Deshatarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktabanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you all for being present here for Srimad Bhagavatam class. What a luxury it is and gift of Srila Prabhupada that regularly so many devotees assemble to hear about Krishna, discuss about Krishna, think and meditate what we have heard. And the sole purpose for the listener as well as for the speaker, that we take something from this discussion to our heart and transform our life. This is the whole purpose of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Uddhav has asked in the chapter 10th, the previous chapter, Kairava Gyat Yet Lakshane, by which Lakshane, symptom, Gyate, no, which are those symptoms by which, O my Lord, can I know who is a liberated person and who is a conditioned soul? Because the activities of an ordinary living entity, a conditioned soul as well as a liberated soul, might appear to be same. Eating, evacuating, sitting, or speaking, or sleeping, or relaxing, they might appear to be same. Then what is that? So Uddhav is asking in this chapter, that by what symptom can I recognize that one living entity is performing such external activities without false ego? This is the difference. And the similar question was also asked in chapter 2, slok 54, where Arjun asking Lord Krishna, Sthita Dhi, who is fixed in Krishna consciousness, Kim Prabhashet, how he speaks, Kim Asita, How he remains still and brajate, brajet kim, how he walks. So, Arjun said, O Krishna, what are the symptoms of one whose consciousness is thus merged in transcendence? How does he speak? What is his language? How does he sit? And how does he walk? This looked like a very, very ordinary inquiry, but Srila Prabhupada gives a nice purport. And what he says, that every person has some symptom. A rich man has a symptom by which we can recognize that he is a rich man. A diseased man has a symptom by which we can recognize so-and-so person is just now diseased. A learned person has some symptom by which we can recognize he is a learned person. So also, a transcendental person, he has some symptom by which we can recognize with his dealings. A fool, when he opens his mouth, can easily be detected. But a person who is perfectly situated, who has divya jnana, he only speaks about Krishna and the matter related to Krishna. So upon Uddhava's inquiry, Krishna goes on, due to influence of the material modes of nature, which are under my control, the living entity is sometime designated as conditioned and sometime as liberated. And then he goes on saying that, just as a dream is merely a creation of one's intelligence, and due to ignorance only, he has been suffering in this material bondage. His Grace Brijbihari Prabhu is sending some clip these days to the devotees, and I read one very astonishing statement which can be very confusing to those who are already in ignorance. But what the point he was driving is very, very important for us to learn. We are already in ignorance, and someone so-called learned person, he is quoting his name as Arthur Koestler. What is he quoting? Nothing is more sad than the death of illusion. Can you imagine to meditate? Nothing is more sad than the death of illusion. So, Brijbihari Prabhu gives the example that we can enjoy, life is like a movie. We can enjoy a movie only when there is a darkness in a theater. This world is like a theater, movie theater. So what he is trying to say, we can enjoy this material world only so long as we remain in darkness. And this person who made this statement that nothing is more sad than the death of illusion, you know how he ended his life? In 1983, the person who was regularly associating with him, and this person is an excellent essay writer, author, and he is influencing many people's life through his writing. How he ended his life. His closest person, his wife, both of them in 1983 committed suicide. Because he was in darkness, he was spreading darkness, he had no idea what he was talking about. He wants to give people false hope. That was the whole thing. So, Krishna goes on explaining many things, and then he comes to the characteristic of a pure devotee. We have heard 26 qualities of devotee, and in this chapter 28 qualities are mentioned. Kripalu akarta doha satyasara sam mirdosa vadana mriti suchi akinchana sarvopakara shanta krishna iksharana akama aniha asthira vijita sataguna मितभूत अपमत मानंद अमानी गंभीर करुणा कवि गंभीर करुणा मित्र कवि दक्ष मौनी. भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर मेंशन दैट द 17th क्वालिटी विच इज मेंशन आउट ऑफ दिस 28 द मत शरण और टेकिंग कंप्लीट शेल्टर ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज द सुपर मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट क्वालिटी कंप्लीट सरेंडर. सो भागवत एंड रामायण इज फिल्ड विथ इंफॉर्मेशन. वी मे कीप इंक्वायरिंग वॉट आर द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक हाउ आर डिवोटी एंड ऑल दीज द पर्पज ऑफ वॉट इज द पर्पज ऑफ दीज नरेशन एंड द इंफॉर्मेशन. सो वी हैव इंफॉर्मेशन एंड नाउ वी हैव ए चॉइस द टेकिंग दैम मेयरली एज इंफॉर्मेशन और टेक दीज इंफॉर्मेशन फॉर अवर ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन. Otherwise, who is such a devotee? We will keep wondering. Who is such a devotee in the ashram who has these six qualities? Who has this in the congregation? Rather than understanding the spirit, we get into technical detail. So, at every nook and corner, we have somebody giving us some information or some gyan. नीति शास्त्र चांडक्य नीति वी कीप हियरिंग फ्रॉम अवर एल्डर वन निंदक न्यारे राखिए आंगन कुटी छबाए. सो ऑल इन्फॉर्मेशन गुड कोर्ट्स आर अवेलेबल टू ऑल ऑफ अस. इवन रावण ही वॉज अ लर्नड पर्सन ही हैड शास्त्र ज्ञान ही हैड नीति ज्ञान बट ही वॉज यूटिलाइजिंग विथ हिज फॉल्स अहंकार. He wanted to fill the blanks. When he knew by definition, by information, what he knew? That we should take advice of others. So therefore, he calls his minister and he tells them, Bairi Sagar ke paar khada karta ran ki tayari hai. Bolo mere sare veero, kya salah tumhari hai? Now, he just using that I am supposed to take advice. ऐसे लोग क्या करते हैं? सुनते सबकी हैं, करते मन की हैं. They have filled the gap that we should take advice. But he was not really understood what is niti, what is gyan, what is information, how we should make use of this. So, in this verse, there is an information. If we want to take this information for our transformation, that would be the success of the speaker and the listener. Sometime for no apparent reason, something happens in our life. Lord is free. He can do anything. We cannot question him. Why he does what he does is cannot be understood. A material person in the music industry, he also has his marji and Lord also has marji. And he writes a song on marji. What he writes? And where he gets this idea of own marji? Because the Supreme Lord has his marji cannot be questioned, and since we are being part and parcel of the Lord, we also have our marji. So this tiny musician writes, मैं चाहे ये करूं, मैं चाहे वो करूं, गोरे को मैं कहूं काला, जीजा को बोलूं मैं साला, नदी को मैं बोलूं नाला और चाबी को बोलूं मैं ताला, मेरी मर्जी. मैं अपनी शादी में न जाऊं, मेरी मर्जी. टाई की जगह मैं बांधूं लंबा काला नाग, सफेद कुर्ते में लगाऊं मैं बूट पॉलिश का दाग, मेरी मर्जी. नाउ आई एम सॉरी आई हैव यूज्ड दिस फिल्मी सॉन्ग बट टू कन्वे अ वेरी स्ट्रांग पॉइंट. this idea of our independence is coming from the supreme independence. And our marji puts us in lot of difficulties. And sometime, here what we are talking, for no apparent reason, something happens in our life. And we even question. It is by Srila Prabhupada's mercy that I have been feasting Krishna Prasad. And imagine if before the Krishna Prasad I have consumed radish, what is called mooli. So whenever I would burp or belch, all those who are around me may have to smell the burp of mooli. So when we are talking of this, these are our previous conditioning. That somehow I was interested in music, somehow I am. So, this example, I was thinking this marji, the Lord's marji. What is Lord's marji? Most of the time, if we are not perfectly situated, we can get bewildered. Sringi ko mara hua saap penau, meri marji, the Lord. Sita se bhiksha dilwaun aur uska haran karaun, meri marji. Swayam ka abhishek vomit se karaun, honey, meri marji. Indradyumna ko agast muni se shrap dilaun, meri marji. Chitraketu ko vratasur banaun, meri marji. Suar ke roop mein apni puja karaun, meri marji. Chhe masoomon ka qatl karun aur apni janmashtami manaun, meri marji. Now Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his lecture, he mentioned many things. What I picked up is philosophy of Krishna consciousness is very perplexing, and it seemed startling, means bhochakka karne wali, full of complex detail. But if you continue listening these pastime, continue spend with the senior devotees and take shelter of Bhagavatam, then your thirst for the material gratification will decrease. And what is the process? The most important, Krishna's name is more compassionate than the Lord himself. Therefore, with a humble attitude, without false pride, if we take shelter of the holy name of the Lord, then the success on this path is guaranteed by chanting process of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Now, we discussed many confusing, why Lord did what he did. And Brahma, who has forehead, whose body is made of intelligence, he is saying for all of us, Tate Anukampa Susamik Samano. If you patiently suffer the reaction of your own karma, the path for going back to Godhead will be open to you in due course of time. See, the Swami in this purport, he mentioned, for a legitimate son of a rich man, what is required to inherit the property of the father? He simply remains alive. If we remain alive in Krishna consciousness, with all odds, then success is guaranteed. We will get what we have been listening and talking about in pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, when we have everything in life, when we have everything in life, our test is how we behave. And when we don't have anything and nothing is going our way, the test is how we manage. So we will take out of several things, merry mercy of the Lord, we will take one example where Prabhupada has given a very excellent purport. And it's relevant to today's translation. Sometime for no apparent reason, something happens in our life. Now, Indradyumna Maharaj is the king. He has performed all his duty as a king perfectly well. And at the time of retirement, he took the path of self-realization. He was meditating on the Supreme Lord. And just then, Agastya Muni with his disciples walks into the place where he was meditating. And since he did not offer obeisances or recognize his arrival, Agastya Muni got angry. And he spoke this curse against the king. This king Indradyumna is not at all a gentle, being low and uneducated. He has insulted a Brahmana. May he therefore enter in the region of darkness and receive the dull, dumb body of an elephant. You are meditating on the Lord. What else is required to be done? And you are cursed to become an elephant. Just after this, Sukadeva Goswami gives his purport. What a devotee! How he accepted the will of the Lord. And for us, Srila Prabhupada gives a nice purport. We will understand that Krishna is so nirdayi, Krishna is so cruel. We keep hearing Krishna is all attractive and Krishna is all merciful. And here what we are seeing is something different. So three types of devotees will look into the situation differently. A Kanishtha Adhikari will, why this kind of a treatment to a devotee? He will lament. And then he'll lose faith. He will criticize devotees and he will criticize the Lord. And again, he was trying to come to the Lord and he will again go back to bad habits. This is a Kanishtha Adhikari. Then the Madhyam Adhikari, after seeing this, he will be bewildered for some time. He will lament for some time. But ultimately, he will go to the right source to understand what he is not able to understand. And in that process, when he contacts the Uttam Adhikari, who guides him to take Krishna consciousness more seriously and engage in devotional service more seriously, in due course of time, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the real meaning, real purport behind everything will be revealed to us. And how the Uttam Adhikari sees. For him, a dog and a dog eater is the same because he's a Paramhansa. And now, Prabhupada is explaining in the purport ke what is the reason behind. There are five reasons why this happened. Nothing happens in the life of a devotee without the mercy of the Lord, the first. If we take this with us, then today's Bhagavatam will have some meaning to the speaker as well as to the listener. Number one, Nothing happens without the mercy of the Lord, without the will of the Lord. Number two, this happens because of our past misdeed or karma. Number three, this is merely a small token. We deserve much more. But Krishna is so kind that he has given only a small token. And number four, such thing or such reverses in our life will turn out to be blessing in due course of time in our path back home, back to Godhead. You have to have patience to wait for that time. And fifth, it is happening for my purification. मेरी शुद्धता के लिए ये सब कुछ हो रहा है. Like if we want to approach the sun, we cannot approach without becoming fire. Therefore, we cannot get Krishna unless we go without a rigid purification. So if we remember this, then we will, in due course of time, theoretically first, and then practically applying that in our life. By our own mercy, we cannot control, we cannot enjoy, we cannot dictate, we can only serve. If we remember this, then our life is successful. Only by love we can control. By His mercy and by His mercy will be revealed to us. We cannot try. We cannot ask why it is like this. So, Gaurang Prabhu, last Sunday he was mentioning, when we see no hope, with our conditional state, we see a black hole. But a saint like His Holy Netradana Swami Maharaj, he was talking, he was seeing the complexion of the Lord and that black, and the creator of that whole creation in that hole. So, this is the important, that how we should always be eager to spend our time in bewildering situation and taking guidance and shelter and understand the complexity of this material world and the situation with a saintly person. So, this saintly person, the second aspect I would like to do, the saintly person are very rare. Recently, with my family, we were visiting Bhutan. Bhutan is very famous for people there are very happy, and also the weather and the climate, it is considered that it's a zero pollution type of a country. So, and the landing there is considered is the fifth most dangerous airports in the world, and there are only 17 pilots who can land and fly from there. The moment we landed, myself and my wife Devi Priya, first of all we thought of a great devotee who has contributed so much in the movement of Srila Prabhupada, for his guru, for Sri Sri Radha Gopinath temple. He departed in that land. We were talking, meditating, and with grateful heart remembering him, his name is Srinathji Prabhu. We spent a few days. One day, at the dinner time, I finished my dinner in 10 minutes having khichdi and papad. And the others in the group, where they were still having. So I came out for a walk, for a stroll. Weather was nice. And I saw a big field where two team were practicing archery. And the scene is like this. Archery has a box-like football goal, and both the sides there is a wall, and right in the middle there is a plank. The size of the plank is 1 feet by 2.5 feet, and in that plank there is a circle, and you are supposed to shoot your arrow in the circle or in the plank. And the distance between the two poles, like a football, is double than the size of a football field. So the one person standing at the one goal, he's shooting from there. And the plank is kept this side, and the other plank is kept this side, those who are shooting. So there are two teams. And I just saw some activities going on. They are shooting. By chance, an arrow is hitting the plank, and they were dancing, they were enjoying, they were clapping. It ended there, exhibition. Next day, after the lunch, the weather was very 17, 18 degree or something like that. We were in a plain ground, and I saw the same thing in a daylight. So, I was very inquisitive about this sport. The person, the two teams, I could see the distance so far. It's something like Babulnad to Bharati Vidya Bhavan. This is the distance. And somebody is shooting from the top of Bharati Vidya Bhavan to Babulnad. That is. And if you move your bow and arrow just a millimeter, then it can hit the audience, those who are watching. So I asked, it's a very dangerous game. He said, yes. Many people have died, he said. One elderly person, must be in his 70s. He has wrinkles on his face, but he was very energetic. So, one mistake by a person, if he moves this, then it goes 20 feet this side, the arrow. And those audience, so some people have died. And that arrow is very, very sharp. So I said, I was inquiring many things about. So I asked, can I just pull your arrow? Bow. So he gave it to me. And then I could hardly pull 2 inch. Wherever they were pulling about 7-8 inches from the string. So I thought I must be weak. Those who were with me, my Samdi, he is quite strong. So he tried. He could hardly pull 2.5 inch. There were other person also, the third person, younger fellow, he could not pull more than that. So it was, and how they were doing, we were bewildering. And then one Mataji asked, can you please give me, I want to feel the arrow. He did not speak to the Mataji. He told us, please tell her that this is our object of worship. We don't give to Matajis. And then he was talking several other details. Okay, how they worship this and how they follow celibate before practicing this celibacy. There were many things he was talking. But what I want to convey is something very, very relevant and important to all of us. Now imagine, one team is shooting the arrow and all of a sudden it hits the plank. And during the daytime, what I missed during the last night, during the daytime, I saw the team who is hitting is celebrating. And I also saw the dance, 5-6 people dancing there. So it went unnoticed. Then another one, he hit the circle. And there was singing, dancing, enjoying, celebration, and bowing down. When I saw somebody has hit the circle, there's the celebration. But the most astonishing part was, the celebration was also in the other team. So this was quite bewildering. It is like France is in the World Cup, France is hitting the goal and Croatia is celebrating. So I asked this person, what was this? So this person said, this art of archery is dying. So anytime any person hits a circle, both the party celebrates. My God, what a lesson. The devotee community in this whole planet is very rare. There are 7.6 billion people and devotees do not even make a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of percentage. And how do we value them? This is the lesson, that anything what is rare, if it is not valued, it will be taken away. And when it is taken away, we will realize what is the value of that thing. So this art of archery, because it's dying, so any party who hits, so any person who is taking to Krishna consciousness, who is sitting here, who is talking to anyone on the street, and we'll end up, what to speak of a small or a medium or a just newcomer, we don't even spare senior. What we say? Oh, this person, he is too technical. He is too legal in his dealing. He brings rules and regulation. The person may be in Krishna consciousness for 25 years. He has given his life in service of Krishna. We are quick to make a judgment. Oh, this person, he is deviating from the path. So what if he is serious, senior? Oh, this person is focusing more on jokes in the class, in his presentation, and we make offenses. And sometimes we say, this person is very, very liberal. This person is very, very strict. Why we treat people like this? Because we have been seeing them, because they are easily available. In spite of they being serious and senior and exemplary, we tend to find fault in them. Why? Because of our false ego and envy. Why I am not like so and so? We find fault in them. Not realizing how rare they are. We have heard so many times, don't try to judge. We have heard so many times, you cannot understand the activities of a pure devotee. And we think, he is or she is not a pure devotee. It is talked about pure devotee. So this is another offense in an offense. I give one example. The children in Gopal's garden, in any class, if they are taught, Sangya kya hai? Sangya. Sangya means noun. What is noun? Noun is a name of a person, place or a thing. Sangya. Aur phir uske bahut se kitne prakar ki sangya hoti hai, how many times, that's a detail. But the fundamental thing is what? That noun is a name of a place or a thing or of a person. Now, this is what it taught on the second floor. Now, a senior brahmachari giving a class to a matured audience. And what is he saying? He is saying, Govinda Das is not a noun, it is a verb. Now mind you, he is not talking to children. He is talking to a matured audience. And we are quick to make a statement, we are changing everything. This is just an example. What is he trying to tell us? आपको गोविंद दास बनना है. इट्स अ क्रिया, इट्स अ वर्ब. गोविंद दास इज नॉट अ नाउन. एंड वी आर क्विक टू पास अ कमेंट, वी आर चेंजिंग समथिंग व्हाट इज नोन टू बी नाउन इज बीइंग टोल्ड टू अस एज वर्ब. सो अनलेस वी रियलाइज that what we have got, we value, or we, for some time, we just shut up and believe in the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in due course of time, things will be revealed to us. Simply hang on. Hang on. The devotee community is very rare. Devotees are very rare. Institute of Srila Prabhupada has given us this association. Recently, we were traveling to Guruvayu under the leadership of His Grace Mukund Mala Prabhu and our counselee group. One day, we were invited by a Mataji who is in her probably 60s. She is disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. She said, if all of you come to our place for prasad, we will be. And the way we were invited, we could not refuse. We drove 2 hours, we came back. The place where we went, it was all greenery, and for about half an hour of drive inside, what we were hearing and seeing, that this area was entirely dominated by Mohammedans. In fact, when we started our kirtan, we could hear namaz being read, or that 5 times what they do on the loudspeaker. 20 children were so enthusiastic. 5 families. 95% of this population of this area is Mohammedan. And there, 5 families and 25 children were practicing Krishna consciousness. And the kind of enthusiasm, the kind of a reception, kind of a desire to serve 30-40 of us, was so very, very inspiring because they were valuing that the devotees from Radha Gopinath temple have come and we want to. Simple prasad with such devotion was served to all of us that they must be thinking that they were very happy and they were very, very grateful that we came to them. But seeing them, all of us were meditating for a long time that what we have got, the luxury of so much association, so much exposure to Krishna Katha, so much exposure to Kirtan, so much availability of the sadhu and sangha, do we really value as much as they? So if we take care of this aspect, that how whatever happens in our life is the mercy of the Lord, and if we take shelter of the devotees and value their association because they are very rare, and with a humble attitude take the process of chanting which has been given to us so easily by the mercy of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna consciousness may appear to be perplexed or startling. It will be revealed to us in due course of time if we simply remain patient and take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. I thank you all very much for your patient hearing. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.